There's been a swift backlash to Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner's second round of cuts. The Republican governor says he's making preparations because there's no budget deal and an end-of-the-month deadline looms. Illinois Public Radio's Amanda Vinicky reports.
The governor has announced what his office says amounts to $820 million in savings by doing things like suspending construction projects at state universities, slashing funding of Amtrak train service, and halting the state police from buying new forensic equipment. Rauner says it's needed because the Democratic leaders of the legislature won't help pass his agenda. He wants a property tax freeze to diminish unions' power, to cut businesses' costs when workers are injured, and to limit legislators' terms. Democratic Senator Kim Lightford says none of those will fill a budget gap.
The governor is hurting people with no recourse, no concern, no compassion.
The governor's office says it will announce more budget management steps as they're finalized. I'm Amanda Vinicky.